The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained here in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
This is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. And today, believe it or not, is the 17th of August, 2017. A couple things I want to tell you. We're working on a couple other people right now. We had Charlie Oliphant on the other night, and the show is incredible. I put it up yesterday. You talk about winter. You know, he went and he blew the Denny Stones away at the gathering. It was 2 weeks ago this coming Saturday. And, of course, our good friend now Ryan Stewart came out of there, who was on the show last Saturday. The show's up. He's out of Utah. Incredible guy. He's part of the family now. And it's absolutely incredible. Well, we got one of the – well, besides Susan Keen Holland – we got Kara Shaw coming on next Tuesday night. Obviously, if you know anything about Kara, she's an awesome stone lifter. And, of course, she goes out with Andrew Carney, who's a regular on the show. So the guests keep getting bigger and bigger. We keep growing and growing, and that's what I love to do. But everyone knows this. I do this before we even start. Stand up is the best way to do it. Pull in through your nose so you take a big, deep breath. Out through your mouth and say, I am a winner. I am a champion. This is going all over the place, and I'm getting this from people with notes all the time. I couldn't be happier. Say this to yourself repeatedly and watch, and I mean watch, how your life's going to change. And I'm going to read, it's a short excerpt, and I did a podcast the other day with just this passage in it, and it's another show that resonated. Now, I did this on my own, and I've been doing a lot more shows on my own. I just like to do it. It's a lot of fun for me because I can kind of speak to people in a whole different way than I would normally do when I'm with a guest on here. And I'm going to read this off to you right now. It's called The Great Competitor, and this is in Wooden by Coach John Wooden. It's a lifetime of observations and reflections on and off the court. The Great Competitor by Grantland Rice. Beyond the winning and the goal, beyond the glory and the flame, he feels the flame within his soul, born of the spirit of the game. And when the barriers may wait, built up by the opposing gods, he finds a thrill in bucking fate and riding down the endless odds. Where others wither in the fire or fall below some raw mishap, where others lag behind or tire and break beneath the handicap, he finds a new and deeper thrill to take him on the uphill spin, because the test is greater still and something he can revel in. And that is an awesome passage. Now, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. You want to talk about another awesome passage? Go out to the winner's circle. You know, I'm going to ask three questions, and if you're saying yes to these questions, you need to get into this product right now, because this is a product that's going to change your life for sure. Now, question one, is being strong a requirement to your life? If you're shaking your head yes and saying yes, number one is right up your alley. Number two, is being stronger, does that put you in a position to pursue your specific goals? If you say yes to that, that's number two. And the last is, when strength is applied in your life, will it make you a decisive, tireless, confident superhero? If you're shaking your head yes to that, you need to get into the winner's circle. 12 modules, which will change your life. They will break any barriers you have and build the strength of mind, soul, character, body, you name it, it's all there. So when you buy the 12 modules, You get the 13th one for free, and that is called the Stewards of Strength / Gatekeepers. I can't say any more than that. For $247 for 12 modules, that's a little over $20 a module, and we are going to keep adding here, believe me. With the fall coming up, I've got my nieces now filming me. You're going to see a lot of new stuff. So take advantage of it. Go out to the winner's circle and change your life. Also, too, we talk about contributions. Every website I see, it seems like, has got contributions on there. Well, why don't you contribute to Motivation Muscle? It's going to be here 30 years, and I set up three different styles of what you can contribute to the show. If you contribute $25, you get the first module off the winner's circle called The Beginning. If you contribute $50, you get the beginning, and you get a half an hour of free consultation with me. And if you contribute $100, you get the beginning and 2 half-hour free consultation with me. Now, all you have to do is click those buttons. They go right to PayPal, and it's no muss, no fuss. You're in and out, and you're helping and you're investing in something that is so important out there. And, you know, I'm not going to be shy about it because we've just given content out all over the place. I have a couple people right now doing some things for me. They can't believe the stuff that's out on both sites. It's absolutely incredible. So I'm going to appreciate everything you do for the company, and it's going to help you out because for the next 30 years, we will be the biggest radio station you've ever heard on physical culture and all the good things associated with it. So I thank you in advance. Also, too, go out to motivationandmuscle.com slash podcast. We have a three-way show on today. You can go out first. You bring up John Bruni. Look at all the shows he and I have done. We have Matt Dahl on here. He's done one show with me. He is the owner and basically the CEO of Sand Dune, and we've been talking like crazy about it. And we're going to bring both of these gentlemen in shortly. But right now, that would be great. Go out, look at the 700 shows plus we've got, and we are coming up on our three-year anniversary, the end of September, and we're going to be doing a lot of three-way shows because I want to get a lot of these gentlemen and ladies in here because they've all contributed, and it's a very exciting time for me to know that most podcasts last 30 days. We're up 3 years. You wait. We haven't even scratched the surface yet. Like I said today, we have a three-way show, and I'm going to introduce John Bruni first to everybody. Number one, let's see. Do I have this down here? Uh-oh. Did I not bring up the right one? Well, I didn't bring up the right one, so now I've got to bring up another one. Bear with me one, folks. This is the way radio is, but now we'll see how good I am, how quick I can get this done. Let's see. This is a gap in here, but we'll get it right now. I just got it up here, and we'll bring it down a little more. This is what happens when you have a ton of shows, everybody. There's stuff all over the place. Let me see. We'll go to round two here, and I should have it right now. Let's see. Okay, this should be it right here. Let me bring it up. See, I'm filling air in here. Let me see here. Here we go. All right. Well, here's John. John is a strong man. He's an author, motivational speaker. He's a pastor and writer for Milo Magazine. Then we have our friend here, another new family member. We've got Matt Dahl here. And Matt is basically the owner, CEO, and creator of the Sand Dune. Welcome, John, back, brother. It's great to have you.
Oh, it's going to be a great show today, man.
You ain't kidding. Matt, welcome back, brother. It's great to have you back again.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you both here. If there's anything I missed, you guys can put it out. John, I know you've got the book out. If you want to hit that a little bit, tell everybody where to get it. Obviously, your equipment company will do that, and we're going to start right in today. And we're going to talk major stuff about Matt's product called the Sand Dune. I'm going to tell you right now, and I've said it on shows without Matt on it, it's the 1-2 of probably anything I've ever used in my training that is just off the charts. I have made already, well, I'm going to get into this. I'm going to tell you something about my foot that's going to blow your mind, too, and it's pretty exciting. But, John, give a little information on the new book, obviously, and give out the website for your equipment, anything I missed. And, Matt, you're welcome, too, right after John, and we'll get started, please.
Well, I'm really pumped. It just came out yesterday. It's exclusively, temporarily exclusively, on dragondoor.com. And right now through September 1st, if you order it, there's a $5 discount on it. But, you know, it's getting crazy great reviews. Dan John did a fantastic review. Ben Greenfield, I know a lot of the listeners know who that is, did the foreword. It's just got fantastic stuff, everything from balance, proprioception, healing injuries, prehab, posthab, rehab. It also has occlusion, sensory deprivation. It's everything you could want out of a book. It's definitely going to challenge you. So go out and get that. And then, of course, our strength equipment site, submitstrength.com. Make your goals submit to you. And, again, it's just great to be here. And I know, you know, Matt's coming on in a second, and I can't say enough about the sand dunes. So looking forward to hearing from Matt today, too.
Matt, give us out the sand dune site, any information you want. Obviously, we'll be giving your phone number out to contact you and give them the word motivation so they'll get a 10% discount and free shipping if that is still okay with you. So take it away, please.
Yeah, that's still fine for any of your listeners. We're doing that 10% off, free shipping, and they can just go to sanddunestepper.com.
And you can get a hold of Matt, too, at 714-995-4500. I will tell you this. He, like John, like a number of people that are associated with M&M and part of the family here, they get back to you. And I'm going to tell you right now, you don't get back to me, I don't bother with you anymore. All right. I mean, that's just being courteous. And these two gentlemen, among many here, are right there. And I think it's very important because now more and more I'm stressing through these shows and the route that we're going with our websites and what we're going to be doing down the road. And I know that Matt is involved down the road, and I haven't really approached John yet about it, but there's some stuff that is going to be coming up that I'd like to have these two gentlemen involved with, but that's for offline, but we'll get into that more. I'm going to go to John first. John, I'm going to just build this up a little bit, and then we'll get started with you. I'll tell you what, and I've really got to give all of the thanks and kudos to our good friend Dr. Bob Weil. Bob's a regular on this show. As everybody knows, he is the foot man, and we get into a lot of information about the foot. He's worked with top pro athletes, especially skaters. He's just an incredible guy, and I met Matt through Bob Weil, and I thank Dr. Bob Weil. We've gone back and forth late last week. He couldn't be happier. And Dr. Weil has been a major supporter of mine from the very beginning, just as John and now Matt has, we've been very lucky to meet one another. But I'll tell you what, John and Matt, and I'll go to John first. I want to know what your initial thoughts were of this, because this is very different from what most people are used to. You know, John and I have talked about, we use York iron boots, which are phenomenal for the ankles, the feet. We were talking about the shins, you know, the hamstrings, especially the hip girdle, because John and I and a lot of people are engaged in some very big things, stone lifting, walking with big, heavy objects, obviously farmer's walks, tire flips, big, big things. And when I first landed my feet on that sand dune, I could not believe to touch your bare feet to it. It was cool, like it had been out in cold air. It was unbelievable, the feeling of that, just stepping on it and how strong it was. Because I mean, I weigh 301 pounds, so I'm not a lightweight on this thing. And just marching in place and just rubbing your feet all over it, side to side, you know, up on your toes, back on your heels. It's a big balancing act, but I've said enough right now to bring it in. John, what was your initial feel when you first stepped on a sand dune?
Well, just the engagement. We talk a lot on the show, and I've been saying for years how important the feet are. And those of you who know that I train, you know, in Chuck Taylor's or yep. bare feet, you know, I always try to strengthen the feet. And one of the problems that I've had over the years is my right knee has been in terrible, terrible condition from all the abuse. Now, that's self-inflicted,
yep.
you know, but from all the sprinting and weighted sprinting and truck pulling and squats and deads and from going to the extreme, I still think weightlifting is one of the best things you can do for your knees.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I have abused my knees. And so getting in and starting to engage the muscles of the feet, the shin, I could not believe the total engagement I was feeling from my toes all the way up into my hips even. And then as I started doing sprinting, and we'll talk more about this in a moment.
Yep.
But the abuse that this thing can handle, because I'm a big guy too. I weigh about 270 pounds. And I'm telling you, I was doing rebounding for the lymphatic system. I was doing jumps. I was doing jumps to a box off of it. Been doing all kinds of things. So the first impression was, wow, it looks so simple, but don't be fooled by the simplicity. The total engagement of muscles, sleeper muscles, stabilizer muscles that occurred was beyond what I expected. And the second thing was just how tough this thing really is.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll throw it back to you.
All right. Matt, you know, we've done a show together, obviously, and John and I have done some things, you know, with the sand dune and stuff. Let everybody, you know, being the creator, all right, and being, you know, after the last show, and it's fine. I want you to repeat what's going on. What got you thinking about something like this? Because, you know, this is something to me as a product is only going to come once in a lifetime. Yeah, you'll have imitators out there, but imitation is flattery. The originals, you always stick with the originals. So how did you get this concept of the sand dune? And obviously, we know you're in different places like Muhammad Ali's Parkinson Center, and we know VAs and your experience within home and diabetics with neuropathy, but what drove you to come up with such a fine tool like this?
Well, it was primarily because my father had had a massive stroke, and I saw how he could not rehabilitate his foot in terms of drop foot, so mm-hmm. all the muscles and all that stuff. And then we got actually one of the first people with a prototype on it with Parkinson's that was having excessive problems. And within about a 3-month period, this guy was walking without a cane, getting feeling back into his feet. I think the feedback loop was just extraordinary in terms of what was going on with him. And he virtually was pretty much confident in terms of picking his feet up, where he was in a total shuffle to begin with. So we went primarily with people with neurological disorders, but then we had a lot of firemen started using it to rehab from bad knees that they couldn't get any more surgeries on.
Mm-hmm.
And they started getting the results off it. And then we started getting a lot of pros and a lot of people in professional sports, high school athletes, ballet academies. It just kind of started going all over the place in terms of the amount of people that it was helping and how versatile and multidimensional this thing was.
Absolutely. Now, for anybody that's not sure, like I've said, and I know it's not Tempur-Pedic, but I said the best thing I can think of to give you a basically an idea mentally is I own a Tempur-Pedic bed, and it reminded me of that memory foam that was in it. And obviously, I know the cover is hyperallergenic and all that. But tell everybody out there basically what this is encompassed in and about the cover. And another thing, folks, this is extremely light. So you don't have to be a strong man like John and myself to pick this thing up. It's movable anywhere, and that's one of the it's so versatile like that. So could you give everybody a little bit about what the composition of the sand dune is, please.
Well, if you take like a memory foam, but memory foam, you could stand on it, and it's just gonna, the air is gonna go out of it to fit a position, and then when you release off it, it's got to fill back up with the air.
Yep.
This is pretty much closed cell, so it's done under pressure. So, like you said, you guys 275, 300 pounds. You do not bottom out on it, so there's a virtually very, very light impact. But the feedback, because it's pushing back against your feet the whole time that you're on it while you're transferring your balance. So you virtually, as fast as your feet can move, I mean, we've had super, super fast runners on this thing, and they can barely keep up with as fast as their feet will move on it. And it's continually pushing back against your feet where you get the feedback, and you're getting feedback loops filled in.
Yep.
And you pretty much know where your feet are. You got an uphill, a downhill on there. So it's continually testing your proprioception the whole time you're on it, too.
Well, and John, I'm going to go right to you because I want to hear what you think, too, with what I told Matt this morning when I spoke to him. My sister's got a bad ankle. We're going to go into that during the show. I brought one over to her last night, and that's going to be big feedback. And we're going to be doing a lot of things with younger kids. My niece, who's quite a long-distance runner, Natalie, you know, I think I told John, and I told Matt, if I didn't tell you, John, I want to tell you this because this is big. Natalie just turned 15, and she's long and lean. I mean, she's got legs, it looks like, up to her head. And she is fast, and I'm talking like Greyhound fast. And this past summer, it was the second year she did it, she ran in the Fraunhofer's women's run. And this, I want to say there's at least 500 to 1,000 women running, and it goes any age group. I think you got to be at least 13, I think, to start. Natalie came in the 60th out of, like, at least 500 to 1,000 runners. And I said to Matt, I want to get her and my niece Suzanne on it, too, because Suzanne is at the top echelon of volleyball, and now she's throwing, too, and running short. And I said, I'm going to find out right away what that's going to do to a 15- and a 13-year-old. Plus, my sister is getting up near 40, and I told Matt they were tobogganing when they were teenagers, and they came down a hill real quick, hit a tree. She's lucky she didn't get killed, broke her tibia. And it's never been right, I don't think. You know, they had to put the plate in and all that BS. And she's starting now to have some problems with her foot, especially getting out of bed in the morning real stiff. And she was telling me the other day she was out with the two little kids, Maggie and Danny, my two little nephews and nieces. And she said at some points when they're out walking, she was a little afraid that her ankle was going to give out on her. So we're going to find some big tests here. But what I want to tell you, well, I'm going to suggest this and see what you say. And comment on any of that, too, if you'd like. You know, we talked about what we're doing and this and that, but I'm going to just introduce this. Now, lay people out there, meaning regular working people, maybe they don't get a lot of exercise, maybe they do. Maybe they've had some injuries. I don't think there's anybody walking around that probably hasn't done something to their foot or ankle. What do you feel is a good program to start out that you see? Now, I'm just going to give you a few. I think standing there, just standing and kind of not jumping up and down, but up and down a little bit, light walking. What do you feel? Do you feel those are two good things to start with and add on anything you want? But the thing is, I don't want to get so complex with this that people are going to be like, these guys are way over my head right now. So go ahead and take it, John.
Well, first of all, let me say one of the great things about getting a runner on this, I actually just talked to a triathlete about this a couple weeks ago about the sand dune. One of the things I put everybody on the program forward for years was training the shin.
Mm-hmm.
I have a DARD device. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but
yep.
A simple way to describe it would be taking a kettlebell and throwing it over the top of your foot while you're laying over a bench,
mm-hmm.
pulling your toes in towards you so you're training the front of the shin. That's why when people first start a program, you know, they get the quote-unquote shin splints.
Yep.
But the problem is, it's not really that. It's just they're waking up a dormant muscle.
Yep.
And one of the things I love about getting runners on this is if you go in the opposite direction, because the sand dune goes, there's a high side, a low side. If they simply march in the opposite direction, mm-hmm. they're training that shin, getting an intense feeling of almost walking downhill,
mm-hmm.
training it both directions. But what I would simply do if I was starting out for anybody out there is starting a simple marching protocol where you're marching in place, lifting that foot up, trying to bring the knee up as far as you can in the beginning. As you get stronger, your knee's going to go higher.
Yep.
But then as the one foot is in the air, make sure the opposite arm is also coming up. So you're in a marching, we call almost like a soldier's march.
Yep.
When you do that, it's similar to a cross crawl. And we all know that when we do the opposite movements, when we walk with purpose, when we do a cross crawl, when we do an abdominal movement like that where we bring the opposite knee to the opposite elbow, when we do a bear crawl, any of those things make the nervous system smarter. It trains the brain.
Yep.
So not only are you going to be strengthening the entire foot and getting that feedback loop, you're also training the quote-unquote X, as you've heard the guys in Original Strength talk about. You're training that cross-crawl movement. It's going to make you a better athlete all around. So that's the first thing I would suggest is marching in place,
yep.
making sure opposite hand, opposite leg, and the results are almost magical.
I agree. I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing. Within the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be doing a lot of heavy stone walking with a hoose of steel stones. I'm going to be bringing a sand dune out, and I'm going to be working that in between sets, and I'm going to have a big report on that because I am very I'll say I'm almost 100% positive that we're going to see some big changes doing that in between sets because I usually go – I mean, obviously in the beginning – I'm going to be training barrel to barrel. I might even take that thing and throw it down the end of the driveway and hit that thing soon as I bring that stone down there. But everybody knows I have enough stones here. I can run three hoose of steel stones at once. And I'm going to be doing that. And the sand dune is going to become a huge thing with outdoor training with me too, because I am now going to incorporate that with not only steel stones, we're going to be incorporating that with the sandbags. And obviously everybody knows the challenge Martin Janzik's put out to pull a 200-pound sandbag, bop it over your head, put it down. Obviously, I'm not doing that every week. I'm up to 180. I'll get that whenever I'm ready to do it. But there's other areas I want to build. And I'm even thinking about using this. I'm contemplating using this on my glute ham machine. In a way with abdominal work because I can sit my butt right on the sand dune. So I'm not going to get into a lot of things right now I'm doing because I haven't worked a lot of the stuff out fully, but I've got a really great idea how, you know, I'm putting these packages all together. And when we all sit down together and we finalize how we're going to, you know, I look at what we're doing here, you know, Eric, you and myself, and obviously Matt, and now we've got Dr. Wong and everybody else coming in. I'm looking at us right now, as I always say with the show, it's going to be tentacles into everything. You don't have to be a John Bruni, you know, or an Eric Fiorello. You can be that guy that's working the 9-to-5 every day and wants something just to relieve the crap going on through his lower extremities. And we haven't even hit the top end of it, and there's more to go in. But Matt, you've heard what John and I have said, and you kind of, you know a lot what's going on because you talked to us obviously offline. What's your impression of all this? And obviously, you know, with you and with all of us here, we want to take this product and just explode it out into the atmosphere. So comment on any of that, if you would, please.
Well, I thought that John's comment on the shin splints was very interesting because Dr. Keith Clevin, who's a sports physical therapist, he had done a write-up on it, and he addressed the same exact thing with ballerinas and them always hitting a hard surface training and the amount of shin splints that occur within that. And he virtually did the same thing. He had him on simple padding, just walking, marching in place on the sand dune.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the shin splints within the academy and all of the kids, virtually they were able to recuperate from them. And then he said alleviate the possibility of having them. So you're not just coming back from an injury. It is actually building up all of the stabilizing muscles and actually getting everything in tune to where they're really lowering their risk of damage to their legs and a lot of other things doing this.
Yeah, I agree. I'll tell you one thing, John, and this is something we can hit right away, is this. I'm looking very forward now in a lot of different ways to find out how all the dead stop squat rack training now is going to start to function, because I feel that I'm going to get so much more explosion with the sand dune working that. And obviously, and I'll get right to you, because I want to tell you this before we talk any of that. I told Matt this morning, about 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, I was walking on a floor. I was at work, and I didn't see water on it. And I slipped and really turned my ankle pretty hard. I thought I broke it, but obviously, thank God for the weight training, because I'm sure that's what saved it. And it seemed to go away, blah, blah, blah. Now, since I've been doing the sand dune, that left ankle's been bothering me in the same spot, and the two toes in the front have been stiff. And I've noticed this, and it's not impeding my progress. I trained yesterday, heavy as could be, and it seems now to be, I really think there's a correlation. It's addressing old injuries I've had. And what I'm finding right now, when we get done with the show today, before I have lunch, I'm going to go down and work on it for at least 5 to 8 minutes, okay? And what I'm finding is I am wondering if there is a correlation with past injuries, and now you're on something that, whether you felt they were gone or not, are still there. So in some way, shape, or form, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen with this now. And I told Matt this morning, I don't know if my feet are growing or they're stretching out because of probably years of, obviously, you know, sneakers. All they do is pinch your toes together now. I wear cons. It doesn't matter. It's the way it seems like it is. But I'm very excited because the possibilities here are incredible, what's going to happen to that left foot. Obviously the right foot, but the left. Now, I'd like you to comment on that. And also, too, what do you think is going to happen? Because I think there's going to be a very high measurable rate here, percentage, with the dead stops at parallel, mid, and top. And I can't wait now to tackle that this winter, big time. So take it away, my friend.
Well, I think it's really interesting. I want to pause here for a moment.
Okay.
And I want the listeners to really understand where we are mining with what you just described. The first thing people need to understand is that the body, we compensate for these injuries. Your body learns to compensate a different way. A lot of times I find somebody that's got an injury in the foot, they've had a toe injury or a knee injury. What the body does then is to compensate, and it's totally unhealthy, but it's just a way that we learn to deal with things. We learn to use other muscles to compensate and not use that injured area.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, we build up these big imbalances. Maybe you're using a totally different muscle group to compensate for that injury. And so what happens over time is, again, we become very unbalanced, our body, our structure, it's pretty messed up. And compensation, that's why I always tell somebody, your low back pain may have nothing to do with your back.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
A lot of times it's compensation. I talk to people this all the time. Now, here's the beauty of the sand dune. The sand dune will force those muscles that you have not been using, or those joints or injury areas, it will force them to be woken up again. So in the short term, it may be a little painful as you're doing that, but what you're doing is you're waking up those things that you've ignored.
Mm-hmm.
And so by doing that, it's not that it's aggravating that injury. It's that it's rebuilding and literally rehabbing that muscle or that area, that joint tissue, fascia, wherever it may be, that was damaged. And so what happens then as that begins to wake up in the short term, people are like, whoa, I'm feeling, you know, some pain here that I hadn't felt before. Well, you're really waking things up. In long term, that pain will go away.
Yeah.
So short term, you're getting rid of some of these compensations, becoming more healthy. It's going to change the gait. It's going to change the way that you walk. It's going to change the way that you sit, the way that you function. Long term, because the nervous system controls how much weight that we lift, because the main receptors for that are in the feet.
Yep.
All of a sudden, the body is going to say, the brain's going to go and send those signals down the spine, down to the feet, and say, wow, you are in a safe position. You can handle more weight. Because what happens is if we built this unhealthy compensation, what happens is you go to do a heavy lift, and all of a sudden the brain says, I'm looking at the structure. It's not right. It can't hold this weight, and it shuts it down. It'd be no different than us looking at a suspension bridge and saying, man, there's 10 cables missing. It's not safe for me to drive across. The brain functions in the same way.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's the beauty of this, and I'll throw it back to you guys, but it's exciting to see the possibilities long term of using the sand dunes.
Yeah, you know, we always talk about pathways, and what I think this sand dune does more than anything, like John was just saying, with, you know, how the feet communicate all the way to the top, then we come back down the spine, then back to the feet. You know, those are pathways. And when you're building pathways, when you're training, especially when you're doing dead stop stuff, you've got to be able to come up and out of the hole like a shot, all right? And the thing is, John's right on the money. If you've got compensation over years, you've had to build up. The body is unbalanced. It's going to shut you down more than ever when you're doing a dead stop lift, because that in itself is unorthodox. All right. Most people are doing everything with a rebound. When you are starting at the bottom of a lift and you have things that are not correct, because I learned, like when John was just talking about, when I used to go down and get, when active release technique was very, very popular, and it still is, but I do different techniques now in my chiropractor, and that's called ART for anybody that doesn't know, is this is what he always talked about. Just because you got an ache in your knee, it doesn't mean your knee is the problem, okay? So there's other issues that you're constantly battling, and the sand dune, I believe, takes a lot of those issues and is going to put it right on the table, like I'm feeling with my ankle right now. And I'm going to go right to you, Matt. What I've done, and I'm going to talk about this, the knees. I have not had sore knees, no matter how heavy I've squatted out of the hole, since I've been using the sand dune. And we're going to go to Matt right now. When we get done with Matt, and I'm sure John knows, I think I told John, but I'm going to tell our audience here, I've been doing a couple different things on my kneecaps that you would think are nothing, but it's changed the whole dynamic now when I'm squatting real heavy. So I know, Matt, it's been a while. Take it away. Comment on anything, please.
Well, I think what John said was brilliant, because you've got to get everything to stretch, strengthen, and fire.
Yep.
And get blood down to that area. And when he said you've got these dormant issues where it's firing around it,
yep,
it actually starts getting the circuitry to fire in sequence again, just as simple as padding on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he said is exactly right in terms of getting past and pushing your way through injured areas. And a lot of people don't know where their injured areas are because they're firing around them. It's just a weak leg.
Yeah, and you know, let's face it, a lot of people that get injured, they're going and doing the wrong things. And that's where they get really eliminated from a lot of sports or just doing basic things. I mean, most people take it for granted. You can squat down and grab your kid off the floor or you know, move something, okay? But when you lose it, I mean, then you really realize something as basic as being able to squat down or being able to, we call farmer's walks, but, you know, grab two packages in a supermarket. You know, we know they're in plastic with the handles. Most people take that for granted. Have a problem with your hand, your fingers. This addresses all that. But John and Matt, I want to say this too. And I think I told you both this, but the audience hasn't heard this. You and I both know, and you've got a problem with a knee, obviously, at times. I've done a thing with this, and I'm very careful with it. I gingerly get on my knees like I'm going to pray, and I rock back and forth, front to back with it, and I go side to side. And another thing that I've been doing, because like yourself, we have two sand dunes, I love to just step one to the next, to the next, to the next, and go back down the house of cards like that. Pick up a little bit of speed if I have to, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it's very, very interesting what we're doing here. But what you comment on any of that if you'd like.
Well, I think, again, it's just amazing what can be done by putting your knees in there. One of the advanced moves I shared with the audience last, but what's great about it is this advanced move trains the knees and kind of gives it not only an occlusion effect, but it really just envelops and encases and wraps them around and gets that kneecap moving.
Yeah.
Is putting your kneecaps on there while doing the power wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing the core exercise. It makes instability even greater. But what's happening is, while you're training your abs, your knees are getting this indirect, amazing effect by getting the kneecap to slide all around.
Yep.
And that's a huge issue with a lot of people. They don't realize that you ought to be able to, when you're relaxed, be able to move that kneecap, not when you're engaged, but move that kneecap around in there and get movement. And I find that really, this sounds strange, but when you do that, the long-term effect, how I have, and this has just been in a short-term, so I'm talking about long-term over just a month or so, not even a month, is that it's almost the same effect as having somebody go in and have knee surgery where they go in and scrape all the gunk out and clean it up. Literally, after you're done with that, you just feel like it's clean. Like you're getting out all this nasty tissue damage and all this adhesions and everything else that are in those joints. So I highly recommend somebody even just starting with just putting your knees on there. But then when you get movement, or you do side to side, drop your hips side to side with your knees on there.
Yep.
It's incredible what can happen.
Yeah. I'll tell you another thing I've been doing. I know we weren't going to get into all monster stuff, but we put a thrashing on our hip girdle. I lay right on my side, and I just rotate gently the girdle. And I've been doing a ton of stuff with it, too, on my upper body, especially on my shoulders. And I'm going to get into more stuff. I was telling Matt, John, the other day that I lay on my back on that, and I literally take every muscle of from the hamstrings up to the traps. And I take and push my body in and hold them as long as I can, because you got to, everyone knows that's releasing anything that's holding you up there. And we all know, you know, we want to keep our lymphatic system, like you're just talking about with the knees, the gunk, it's releasing all that. Well, here's what you do after you do that. Go and run in place, jump up and down on it, or just walk. It is getting rid of that garbage lymphatically in you. And you're going to feel better. I mean, on and on and on. But, Matt, I've been on. Go ahead. Take it away.
Well, you're right. The lymphatic system is extremely highly motivated to actually push all of that lymphatic fluid through the one-way valves from the G-force on this.
Yep.
You also have the thing you're talking about, the joints and all that stuff. You're debriding a lot of stuff out of there by the movement and no impact.
Yep.
And so both of those things work very, very well on that. And I think also the fascial release in terms of what you're talking about.
Yep, yep.
By pushing into it and putting pressure on it is a very simple way to do fascial release. And you can do it at home.
Yeah.
And you can do it in front of a TV set if you want. I mean, the thing only weighs 12 pounds.
I know.
You can carry this thing around in a carrying case. You can travel with it. You can throw it down anywhere you want. It doesn't make any noise, and it doesn't take surfacing to get it fixed.
And, you know, you made a great point there, that carrying case. You talk about quality. This thing, you can slip in there. It's got a set of handles, and you can carry it just like a suitcase. Not cumbersome, not heavy. You know, you could take this beast anywhere you want to go. And that, you know, that's a big function, because John and I can tell you, Not many people are going to sling a 45-pound Olympic bar over their shoulder and walk to the airport with it, all right? I'd do it, but they'd probably throw me in jail. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. You know, we're not going to pick up a power rack and take it, you know, 100 miles away. This tool, it's so functional and so easy to move. You know, that's a big thing for people when they buy exercise equipment. How many people buy things, they use it for maybe a month max, it's sitting in the corner, and the next thing you know, somebody's buying it for $50 after you put $600 into it. So you're not going to have this happen to you when you buy a sand dune. One thing I want to ask you, Matt, too, I mean, we know the success you've had with Parkinson's. A big thing in today's world, and we'll go to John right after you, is diabetes. It seems like every time you turn something on, you're hearing something about diabetes or problems with the feet. And we know, unfortunately, people lose toes. You could even lose your feet. I had a friend of mine that had diabetes that I worked for years ago. He lost it from the knee down. All right? Who wants to live like that or even think about that? So let's talk about neuropathy and the sand dune, that what it can do with neuropathy for everybody.
Well, you've got to stimulate your muscles all the way down to your toes to get circulation down there. And what happens is you've got to clear up and get everything firing to get the blood to flow down to your feet.
Yep.
And these guys are almost all at risk down the road of you know what the problem is? They've already got neuropathy, and they've already got damage before they even feel it happening, because they've their vessels are already restricted. They're not getting the blood all the way down to their toes. You can feel a blood rush when you start doing sand dune in a fast mode, just patting it.
Yep.
And you know that you're actually getting blood under pressure to feed the muscles all the way down to your toes.
Yep.
So we've had a ton of success with people that have had neuropathy problems from diabetes, but a lot of them from excessive chemotherapy where it kills off the nerves. And there's a lot of other reasons that cause neuropathy. Well, they've also got idiopathic, which they can't even explain.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to get blood down to your toes or you're in trouble.
Yep, that's for sure. And the last thing you want to do is lose your toes or your feet or anything for that matter. John, comment on that. I mean, obviously we know diabetes is epidemic in the world now. It's not just the United States, and we see younger and younger people, especially kids. I mean, when you're seeing 9-year-olds having to shoot insulin, and I know for a fact, my mother, who's retired now, but she was a student nurse teacher, and one thing she was always very worried about, because they have to have, you know, they're licensed, obviously, was these things, you know, not only with the amount of diabetics, but all the other stuff they had to give out, you know, as in Ritalin and all that. What's your feeling with the sand dune, what Matt just said?
Well, you know, my own mother has myriad of health issues. And one of the things that she often says, and this is what people misunderstand, is that I think a lot of people really do want to exercise, but, you know, as we've talked to her, she said when she can't feel her feet, she's been diagnosed with neuropathy. When you can't feel your feet, it makes you it's a negative loop. Here's what happens: so I can't feel my feet, so I don't exercise, so no circulation gets down there, and the condition just gets worse. And I think for so long we have tried to treat these things passively.
Yeah,
you know, take a circulation drug, do this, lay on this machine and let the work do it for you. What I have found is that I believe, and this is my personal opinion, again, I think that anybody could stand next to a desk, could stand next to a table, could, you know, as long as you are able, not wheelchair bound,
yep,
and get on this sand dune and get circulation, and it would do wonders. I mean, you've heard me talk so often about, you know, taking circulation showers, you know, where you sit super hot, cold, back to hot, cold. The circulatory system is so important. And once that blood stops flowing down there, it's, like I said, it's that negative feedback loop. Over time, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And no amount of drugs no amount of passive treatment is going to be able to fix that.
Yep.
So that's the beauty of the sand dune is no matter what condition you are physically, as long as you are not in a wheelchair, and even then, I think you could still put your feet from a seated position and, that's, you know, gently walk, you know. So, I mean, there's all kinds of things, but that's the beauty of this product is that if you are in terrible condition and you're looking for a ray of hope, you know, it's like I need something positive to happen. I'm starting from scratch. The sand dune is your tool.
Yeah.
If you're the most advanced athlete on the planet, the sand dune is your tool. That's the miracle of this product.
Mm-hmm. It works. It works with anyone or anything. I was telling Matt the other day when I'm working here at the desk, I put a sand dune right in front of me. And I'm digging my feet in it constantly. And another thing, I just don't want to say everything I'm doing because it's not proven yet. I've been doing the old school heavy hands with it, walking in place in a skier's position where I'm either moving both arms up and down or I'll take and just hold my hands over my head. And another thing that I've done, I've been taking light bands and stepping on them and just pressing, meaning, folks, I'm extending my arms to a lockout. But here's the good thing. I'm pushing my feet right through the sand dune with the cable in the middle of my feet. All right, so this thing is so multifaceted. I've never seen anything that does all these different things. And, you know, you start out slow, like John and I have talked about, Matt and I were discussing. The only way you're ever going to become good, especially weightlifting or anything, you have to build a base. You have to build a foundation. You can't jump into a bar over your head the first time because I guarantee you, you're going to fall flat on your face, okay? You march in place. You walk. You stand. You know, like Matt said to me and John said with the blindfold, one of the things Matt said to me right from the beginning, get to the point where you can stand there with your eyes closed. Now, most people would say, oh, that's not a big deal. I got news for you. It is a big deal because you'll start wavering after a little while on this thing. I've gone off it before. I just, one foot went off. These are great things to do with it. But when you start like this, you build a base. Then you start doing power wheels and bands and heavy hands and all these different drills. And I can't wait. I'm excited as hell to bring this thing outside. And I'm going to use it specifically for dead stop squatting and carries of the Hoosa of Steel Stone initially. I believe right now, anybody that likes to do that stuff, I can't give you a percentage. I'm hoping I'm going to pick a minimum up of 5% on my lifts. That's a ton of weight when you're lifting the stuff I'm pulling right now. So that's where I'm going to say. Matt, comment on anything. We're getting near the end of the show. I'm going to go back to John and everything, and we'll go back and forth a little bit longer. But tell everybody, I mean, you've had such success, and this is so multifaceted. What's your impression right now? We've done a show. You're dealing with two guys that are doing some major things. How right now, what are you thinking right now just on our three-way conversation?
Well, I think you're really in tune to what's going on. John knows, hey, look, everybody knows somebody who's got a diabetic.
Yep.
Neuropathy's running rampant. They give them drugs to mask all the problems. And what there are is you can't feel your feet. You don't know where your center of gravity is. You're not going to pick your feet up. Your gait's going to be bad. Your transfer balance is going to be bad. You're going to be at risk for a fall.
Yeah.
You can hang on to a countertop till you start getting your balance and your body starts taking over.
Yep.
But you've got to know center of gravity, where you are over your feet. At all times.
Oh,
and you'd be surprised how many people don't know where they are over their feet. And that's why this thing throws you around in circles till your body actually starts feeding back to tell you where you are.
Yeah, it's very exciting to have something like this. And obviously, I thank you for everything you've done for me. Dr. Bob Weil, obviously, who got this really rolling and, you know, got it to me. I got it to John, to Eric. You know, now we got Dr. Wong involved. We got Dr. Jeffrey Smith, Ryan Pitts. I mean, it's going on and on. And I hadn't told John, but, you know, this is good. I mean, you know, we're going to get it the next place we're stopping off. We're going to get it in the UK. And we're going to have it through Scotland. and I want to get a hold of Stevie Shanks. I mean, Jack, I'd love to see Jack on the thing. And, you know, a lot of these guys are going to be going out and doing the Shanks Stones. Charlie is going to be going out in October. Hopefully we can get some over there and we can get them to all these people, because the presence of the sand dune will be really felt out there too. So we got a hell of a great thing going here. And, you know, Matt came up with a hell of a piece of equipment here that I don't think there's anybody that can't make a gain anywhere without this thing. John, comment on anything. Give out all your websites. We'll shift it to Matt. He can do the same thing. I'll give a little bit, and this will be many of shows we're going to do as we show and give everybody demonstrations, and eventually we'll have film of what we're doing and the progress, because we want to really spread the word about this. So take it away, please.
Well, you know, there's one quick thing I did want to say about the sand dune, that we talk about it meeting a multitude of needs. There is one quick thing I do want to address. The cool thing about the sand dune is it is used to fire up and to really prepare your nervous system for work. It does amazing things as preparatory.
Yep.
But one of the quick things I do want to mention, it's a tremendous stress reliever too.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I've even thought is I'm going to have to get one of these. People know that I do a ton of counseling here in my office here at the church. I'm going to get one of these for the church for simply this. If you've ever watched people how tight and they ball up their feet and the tension.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to say, you know what? It's going to be one of the things. Before we counsel today, why don't you just give me a couple minutes on the sand dune so you can just kind of relax those feet after a long day or whatever you're dealing with, and stress relief. And that's one of the things. I like to use the sand dune three times a day. I like to use it in the morning to wake up the nervous system. I like to use that at lunch because it, and I don't have time to get into this, but it does work all of your organs too.
Sure it does.
Your organs are getting massaged depending on what you do. So again, it's preparing your organs for digestion. And I like to use that night before, you know, get everything loosened up a little bit before I go to sleep. That stress relief, how much tension we hold in our feet. People don't, you have to try it to experience it. So again, go out and get a sand dune. It'll change. It's changing lives one person at a time. Make sure you do that. Come visit me on Facebook, just John Burney. You can follow me on Twitter when I'm on there. I'm not on Twitter a whole lot, but at Press the Limit. And then also submitstrength.com, pressingthelimits.com. And again, go out and get that NeuroGrip book. It's a great tool to use in conjunction with the sand dune. It's been a pleasure being on here with Matt. And a pleasure being on with you, Eric. Always awesome show.
Thanks a lot, brother. Matt, summarize anything you want. Give out the website. We'll give out the phone number unless you want it. And obviously, you can tell everybody what they're going to get when they mention the word motivation, please.
Okay, I'll make it real short and sweet. Just go to sanddunestepper.com. You can order direct off there, but if you want to get a discount and free shipping, just call me up direct, 714-995-4500. I'm always around to actually personally talk to anybody about what their condition is, what's going on with them, what they want to use it for. I tell them to be very cautious when they first started if they've got balance problems. And then I tell them if they're a little bit higher level, what they can do to step it up one, or if they're recovering from an injury, or if they want to avoid injuries. You know, I'm more than happy to talk to anybody who calls me direct.
That's awesome, because like you, Dr. Wong, and many others on here, we got the best people in the world here. I don't know of many people that are busy like this with business that, you know, they have a million things to do, but yet when people call them, if they don't get a hold of them, they always return their call. And as I said in the early part of the show, to me, that is more important than going out and clicking something and buying it, because I like to speak to people and get a feel for them before I'm going to give you a hard-earned dollar. So I think that's a great thing. And that's a thing we're just going to keep continuing here at Motivation and Muscle. Well, go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Winner's Circle, as I said, 12 modules. You want Life Changer. We've done this stuff for 15 years here at the FBC Stone and Steel Yard. As I said, there's going to be many more modules down the road. But, you know, when I asked those three questions in the beginning, if you answered yes to them, it's time to hop on and get going. Get off the fence, take action, take charge of your life. You know, we talk about I'm a winner, I'm a champion. That's going to do that. And when you've got stuff like, you know, the NeuroGrip book out there, you've got the Sand Dune, you've got combinations of things here that will all work in conjunction with people. And you know all of us from the show. You know, if you call John, you call Matt, you call me, you're going to get a response back. So think about that. Also, too, don't forget to go out to Motivate or FiorellaBarbellCo.com and hit the button for contribute. You know, we have a 25, a 50, and 100. It goes right to my PayPal account. I appreciate anything in advance because right now we are doing everything to survive and getting anything we can come in here circulating wise because there's a lot of things that are going to be happening to this show. I guarantee you probably by the end of the year or the first quarter, there's going to be big changes here and they're coming and they had to come. We're growing too big and we can't operate the way we are right now. So you want to do a good investment. We always talk about investments. 30 years, you invest in M&M, it's going to help all of you out. And as we become more financially bigger and bigger, you're going to see a multitude of things coming down the pipe. And as I've said before, there's going to be people out there that are going to be in my spot right now that are going to be hanging on a ledge, basically. And they'll come to me, I hope, and say, I've got a great product here or I've got a solution. Could you help me out? The answer will be yes. You can prove to me that you've got something. I would always stand behind anybody because I know what that feels like. And it's good to have somebody that can maybe just give you that little bump over that big hump in the road. So go out there. Anything you can contribute, we thank you in advance. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and look at all the shows John and I have done, and Matt and I are beginning to do. This will be the second show with John included, obviously. I mean, just top-end stuff. And I mean, with over 700 shows, I mean, how many people do that in less than 3 years? I've busted my balls to make this place the best I can make it with what I'm running on. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know if people really take it serious. Once we start rolling, you're going to think a friggin' mountain blew up and was coming down at you full speed. I'm ready to roll, period. So stay tuned. Also, too, if someone seeks you out, well, we'll do this first. You can go out to iTunes and Stitcher, give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten. I thank everybody for that. AHA is where you can get motivation in your car. All the new cars have the ability to get podcasting. Get us, just go Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. They'll be in your car. If there's a show you'd like us to do, I mean, we're going to do more with John, and Eric's going to do a show with me on the 26th of this month, and obviously Matt will be in on the shows with us too, and I'll be doing singular shows with Matt. But right now, with the amount of people that are on it, Matt, I want Matt in on all these shows because not only because he's the creator, but it's a great conversation because Matt and I and whomever's on, we're all learning stuff from each other, and that's what we do here. We learn and teach. So think about that. Obviously, we can do that. Also, too, I'm going to leave you with a ton of stuff here. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give 5 words of inspiration. 5 words can change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile for that day. That might be all they get. And in today's world, that's a big thing, believe me. If you're going to lift it, twist it, bend it, break it, squat it, pull it, press it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoos of Steel, Crusher Stone says in Blood Red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, who's been listening to Eminem from the very beginning, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone coming out of my speakers. That is the God's honest truth. And tomorrow, we will have Dr. Wong on. And wait till you hear tomorrow's show. it'll be even nastier than it was last week in a good way. We are going after everything out there with manliness now. You say something and I hear it, or someone else hears it and brings it to me, we will now answer you. We will not let this go over anyone's head anymore. We're here to defend manliness, period. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest professor in the world, in college, in business, he always said repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my greatest chiropractor, who it's coming up almost to the day, we lost him 3 years ago to cancer. He would walk every patient to the door no matter what and say two of the greatest words ever, keep smiling. I dare you say that to yourself on your best or worst day. I'm smiling right now. John is sorely missed by me, like you would not believe. I miss our Friday afternoons together. No matter what, I would be there, unless it was a tidal wave or an avalanche. John was just somebody that was so meaningful in my life. So that's two great words. Also, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 of your friends we're coming. We're not going to knock on your door or blow the roof right off your house. Join the family. Join the revolution, and as a great Les Brown says, you'll have greatness, but we'll take it two steps further. We got your back, and we believe in you. And how many people today would even say something like that? John, thanks for being on, as always. All your support towards the show, greatly appreciated. And obviously, we'll be doing a show real soon, sir.
You hit rock today, as always.
It's always good. Matt, it's great to have a friend, a family member like you. We always are looking for pros, as I call them. Thank you for being on, sir. It's always an honor.
Hey, you guys are great.
Thank you, sir. So before I sign off here, we say this all the time. Men, if you got the spare tire, you got the 9-month belly, you ought to think about a sand dune for sure, but you better get off your ass now and stop acting like, you know, nothing matters. Get rid of the phone. Get rid of the TV. Stop all the negative stuff. Come on. You got kids. You got nieces and nephews. You got friends. Isn't it time to be an example? It's so important. You don't have to go lift a 400-pound rock. How about you just can get off the couch comfortably and put one foot in front of the other? It is so important. Without your health, we're all in big trouble. Men, support your women. Women, support your men. And don't let these people out there put wedges between you. We need you. Join the family, join the revolution, and be part of it all for the next 30 years. So, for John Bruni and Matt Dahl, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. This show will be up this afternoon. Don't forget about Dr. Wong tomorrow. And we just keep chugging, man. We just clear-cut the path. Thanks, everyone. Remember, I am a winner. I am a champion. That's all you got to think about today. Have a great week, everyone, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.